Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Today, we have the first of two programs about one of America's greatest musical and lyrical minds. This singer and songwriter recently won a special Pulitzer Prize. The prize committee said works of extraordinary poetic power mark his influence on popular music and American culture.
The artist is Bob Dylan.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing.
The 1960s were a time of great social change. Bob Dylan was called the voice of his generation. Yet he rejected that idea, and his musical journey has taken him beyond the music his fans expected him to play. His most recent album, Modern Times, was released in 2006. It became his first number one album in 30 years.
I don't care what you do, I don't care what you say, I don't care where you go or how long you stay. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna work for me anymore.
Bob Dylan was born Robert Allen Zimmerman. He was born on May 24, 1941, in Duluth, Minnesota, in the Midwest. When he was young, his father became sick with polio. As a result, his family moved to the small town of Hibbing, Minnesota. His family was part of a small Jewish community there. In high school, the young Robert Zimmerman started his own musical groups. These included the Shadow Blasters and the Golden Chords. He played popular rock and roll songs. He especially liked the music of Little Richard.
In 1959, he went to Minneapolis to attend the University of Minnesota. He left college after 1 year, but in Minneapolis he became interested in folk music. Here is a recording of him from 1960 playing a version of the folk song Rambler Gambler.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from my home. If the people don't like me, they can't leave me alone.
It was also in Minneapolis that he started calling himself Bob Dylan. In his book Chronicles, he writes that he wanted to call himself Robert Allen, but then he saw some poems by the Welsh poet Dylan Thomas, and that settled it.
He also changed the direction of his life. In 1961, he moved to New York City. One of the reasons he went was to visit the biggest musical influence on his young career. The folk singer Woody Guthrie was slowly dying of Huntington's disease at a hospital in New Jersey. Bob Dylan visited him many times and later wrote a song about him. Here is Song to Woody.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home, walking a road other men have gone down, don't see her in your world of people and things. Here, paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, what do you got? Three, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a dying and it's hardly been born.
The artistic life of New York provided a rich musical education that the young Bob Dylan could not have received anywhere else. Much of it came from listening to folk performers in the Greenwich Village area of the city. He had an excellent memory. He remembered people and ways of playing the guitar. He played in bars and clubs and became part of a loose community of performers. They shared traditional songs and added their own touches to create a living art form. In less than a year, Bob Dylan was offered a recording contract by John Hammond of Columbia Records. His first album, in 1962, was simply called Bob Dylan. Mostly, it was songs he had learned.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I'll say goodbye to Colorado, where I was born and partly raised.
Also in 1962, Robert Zimmerman officially changed his name to Robert Dylan. Bob is short for Robert. The following year, he released his second album called The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. This time, he wrote most of the songs himself. One was a song about his girlfriend at the time, Susie Rotolo, called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Even you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Another song offered powerful words as social unrest grew in America in the 1960s. The 60s brought major civil rights legislation for blacks and protests against American expansion of the war in Vietnam. The group Peter, Paul, and Mary had an international hit when they recorded their own version of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever
In the next few years, Bob Dylan entered a period of intense creativity. Some of his songs were topical. For example, his third album, included a song based on a true story, the killing of a black worker by a white tobacco farmer. The album, released in January of 1964, was called The Times They Are A-Changin'. The song was The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll.
Williams and Zinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore hotel society gathering. And the cops was called in and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked Williams and Zinger for first-degree murder. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears.
Bob Dylan performed with folk singer Joan Baez at the 1963 March on Washington. That was the big civil rights demonstration where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech. For many listeners in those early years, Bob Dylan was singing about the problems and issues that defined their time. The press called him a poet and prophet of his generation. The pressure to live up to that image grew, even as his own musical interests expanded and he explored new sounds.
In 1963, the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island featured Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, and Phil Oakes. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame calls it a defining moment in the folk protest movement. But another defining moment in Bob Dylan's career came at the 1965 festival. The crowd expected him to play his folk music. Instead, he came on stage with an electric guitar and a blues band.
Many in the crowd disapproved of his new musical direction. They booed him until he left the stage. Pete Seeger threatened to cut off the electricity to the band's instruments. The date was July 25th, 1965. It was a point from which Bob Dylan never turned back. And it's the point from which we will continue our story next week.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun.
Our program was written and produced by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English. Our programs are online with pictures, transcripts, and MP3s at voaspecialenglish.com.
The highway is for gamblers, but I use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. Your empty-handed painter from the street is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The night it is folding under you, and it's all over now, baby blue.
All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. All your reindeer armies, they're all going home. Your broken-hearted lover out the door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet, too, is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue.